First Baptist Church of Redmond, September 9th, 2018, Pastor's Indonesia Trip.
Chapter 22, verses 16 and 17. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you very much. When we're done with Luke, we're going to be doing the Book of Revelation, because folks seem interested in it. I'm glad to do it. And hey, I've just spent a lot of time in Revelation, so I've already done my sermon prep. I just have to write a message every week. But my theme for Revelation is safe in God's hands. I posted this on the Facebook group for them, ready for the last night of class. Revelation 19, 20, 21, and 22 are the balance of our last 2 hours of meeting together. And that's what Revelation is for. Because Revelation is going to show you God's future, how bad it's going to be, and how good it will be. And when you look at prophecy, you're not looking at prophecy for trivia, and you know, you won't have all the questions answered anyway. I didn't answer all the questions from Revelation. But the point is, when you think about the future, you want to be sure that you are somebody who's going to go to heaven. Otherwise, the other options are not good. And you want to be somebody then who helps your friends to see how important it is to trust Christ as Savior. Because when Jesus comes and removes his church from the world, these next several years are going to be hideous, going to be terrible, because God is judging what the world for its sin. The wrath of God is being poured out. Why? God judges nations in history and individuals in eternity. So God is visiting all these promises he's made, both good and bad. And there's a lot of bad promises where he promised people they would be judged for their sin, and that's what's going to happen. When I went out on Sunday morning, I arrived in Indonesia, got there safely. I went to one church on Sunday morning, and in Indonesia, think Philadelphia, Old Boston, and San Francisco, because land is expensive and rare. And again, this is a city of 30 million people, so land is at a premium. So most every building is narrow but tall. So most of these churches, no difference. When you go in, you walk in and you go upstairs. And then there's just how levels you have to go. So their church was just on the first level of stairs up, and there's the church meeting. So like anybody else, they had, you saw that was the one church where they did Shout to the Lord, do a lot of music. All these Indonesian churches do a whole lot more music than we do. They might have half an hour or an hour of opening music, special music, sung music. And yep, that proves I was there. I wasn't actually on vacation. I was there preaching. That's my interpreter. His name is Teddy. Teddy is very good at written English. He translated my notes into this book. That's the book that they had and passed out to the students. I did it that way because there's so many questions to ask about Revelation. I didn't expect them to take notes. We gave them what's essentially a study guide, a commentary with notes that I made for them, and then we discussed it during class. They do communion differently than we do. Both churches that I went to, they're connected with the mother church, and they will get communion wafers that are that, forgive me, they taste like styrofoam, that kind of communion wafer, but they have Bible verses printed on them. And so they're different Bible verses. And I actually have never seen this before, but the host church does this, and so their sub-churches here, that's what they do as well for communion. This is this church's pastor. And so I got up, I spoke, and Indonesia, you let it rip. So I preached an hour with the translator when I was in Indonesia. This is immediate friends and relatives, yours truly, brother-in-law David, who stayed at their house, wife Christy, Barbara's sister, the pastor's wife, who's from Sumatra, we'll talk about that, the pastor, and then my translator, Teddy. But something that Indonesians do that I tease people in America for, but in Indonesia, it is 100% of the people do selfies. So I can't tell you how many, I had to pose in each church at least 50 to 60 different pictures after church. They're lining up. They're coming in. They're taking a picture. When you think of identification in the United States, Indonesia is different because Indonesia, as I said, was formed after World War II, 400 different language groups, 1,000 different islands, but there are ethnicities that express themselves with these fabrics. When I went into the university to meet Christy and spend time with her, the university's main meeting hall, they have the different sections of Indonesia, and each section has its own fabric hanging from their case, their balcony, representing all. It's like if every state in America had not just a flag, but a distinctive fabric pattern. This is the fabric pattern of the pastor's wife from Sumatra. And so apparently it was a big deal for them to give me this fabric. They actually wrapped me up in it, and I had a jillion pictures taken with this on. But this is a traditional gift, but it's significant for them to give you a fabric to identify with their group. Okay? So again, that's the pattern. But you know, they had a good time, but I guess this is a thing to do. As we were traveling around there, this is just, you're going to see every kind of topographical surrounding as you travel. So where the Summerses live, like say, is the American bubble. But every place else, if you drive a few kilometers down the street, you're going to see shops, you're going to see homes, you're going to see businesses, and you're going to see the neighborhood mosque. Lots of mosques, because it's a Muslim country. Sunday evening, we drove 2 hours to a very small district, poor, different than the one we went to in the morning. You can tell a Chinese in Indonesia, they tell me, because the most wealthy people in Indonesia are Chinese. This is a family that, you know, in the U.S. they joke about putting tin cans behind a car. I said, why are there flowers? Because there were flowers taped on the hood, on the trunk, and on each of the doors. Wedding. Chinese wedding, they tape roses to the car for when you drive around the day or the days afterward. When I drove through town, as we would go, these are houses that average people are living in. I want to show you, you probably can't tell very well, this is the banks. This is a river. This is a river that is, from where I lived, was an hour to the airport. The poor community was an hour past there, just past the airport. This is a river that is going through through Jakarta, not very far down the road from this. There were women in this river washing clothes in this water. People will go down and bathe in this water. Indonesians do not drink the water out of the tap or out of the rivers because this is what happens. They do not have regular garbage pickup like we do here. I can't stress that enough. If you have garbage pickup, it's because you have made special arrangements. Summers, the American compound, special arrangements. But if you have garbage, you're just going to chuck it by the side of the road. And that's what people do. So I went through kilometers that were just garbage bags by the side of the road. The city, the government, is not going to do anything about it. They just leave it. And as I said, the water is filled with this stuff. Fish are in this water. People will catch and eat these fish. People will play in the water. People will bathe in this water. No Indonesian drinks their tap water. They cannot clean it enough. They told me, don't drink it. They don't drink it. Everybody, bottled water. You go any place? Bottled water. I go to the meetings to speak, bottled water. Go to the churches, bottled water. They have these little tiny, 8-ounce cups that are sealed that are everywhere. They are everywhere, these little sealed. Matter of fact, they have trays that have holes in them where you put these in and you just leave them out in your house. If somebody wants a drink of water, they get this with the top off and drink it because you do not drink. They don't even like you to, you can drink hot coffee, but generally you buy bottled water. You have one of those things in your house that will heat. Julia's hot water, tepid water, and refrigerated water, 5-gallon containers. Everybody has one of those because you don't even boil the water to drink it. You do not drink the water. Sunday night, we finally, after 2 hours, made it to this church. What this church is there's a man that wanted to start a church again in a very poor area. I can't stress to you how economically and in every other way depressed this area was. So what he did is he built his house, and next to his house, because it's Indonesian. It's hot all the time, unless it's monsoon season. He has a corrugated steel roof on an open outside area. So there's no walls on this. The wall on the other side of this is the wall of his house. But he's built that intentionally to have a meeting place for a church that they are starting. So when the church gets enough funds, they will go ahead and enclose the building and do the rest of it. But for right now, that's good enough. They sing. It's down the road in a little residential area. The neighbors don't say anything, even though they're all Muslim neighbors, and the Christians sing loudly for an hour. We left Mr. Summers' house at 2:30. Should have been there at 3:30. We got there at 5 o'clock. Because Indonesian traffic, I cannot tell you enough. You can ask me about it later. I cannot tell you enough how terrible the traffic is. I will say this one thing. There's very few traffic lights. So it is caveat emptor. You are on your own. And so what they will do then to turn is you get to intersections, but if you need to make a 180 degree turn, British, so you're on the left side of the road, you'll have a major road that'll have a median, concrete median in the middle, but then there'll be like a 50-foot gap in this, and here's what happens. I can't express to you enough, believe me, there is never a time when the roads are not packed. And I mean packed. Solid. So if you're going to turn, you're British, left side turning to the right side, there are no police. You cannot make that turn on your own. So forgive me, what poor people do is there will be generally men who are standing in the medians in the road. And when they see people who constantly want to turn right to go 180 degrees, they will walk out into the road, into moving traffic, and raise their hands to stop the cars. And the cars sometimes don't stop, so they just have to get out of the way. And then you have change in your car. So a dollar is 15,000 rupiah. You'll have some thousand rupiah cars. So just over a nickel, US, is in your car. And when the guys stop traffic, what you do is you thank them by, when you make your turn, you roll your window down and drop them 1,000 rupiah, or like 6 cents, for being brave enough to walk out into traffic and stop so you can turn. And when enough cars have turned, they'll walk back out of the way and let traffic just continue. But that's how they do traffic cops, is it's an average person who needs to make extra money will walk out, and for a few coins, they will take their lives in their hand and stop motorcycles, cars. It's just a madhouse, but that's what they do if you want to make a turn in Indonesia. So this is the group. Here they are afterwards, taking a picture, and again, a million selfies. Class time. They use the same books of the Bible that we do, and I can't believe they made that to advertise my class. So there was pictures, and here I am next to it, and they said, "Pastor Doug, you can take this home." But W-A-H-Y-U, Wahyu, that's the Indonesian word for revelation. So studying Kitab, the book of Wahyu, studying the book of Revelation. And there I am. And they didn't have enough room for all the letters, Clayton, Douglas, Johnston, MDiv, so they dropped the A out, and just so they could get it all in one line when they made that banner. But the dates, the times, and then the location is what all those things were for. But they made that. I walked in and said, "What is this?" And it's life size, you know. So there's my picture next to it. And they said, "Pastor Doug, we give this to you. You can take it home because the class is over. We don't need anymore." I thought, that's wild. The Summers driver, everybody knows him. Pray for Haris. Haris is now my Facebook friend. Haris is Muslim. I don't know how Muslim he is, but he goes to prayer every day. He does the 5 times of prayer. But we talk about Jesus and church. We talk about all kinds of things. And so he get witnessed to, but he's not converted. Pray for Haris, honest, hardworking guy, nice guy, but not saved, but very friendly. And he reads my Facebook, so he said, "Brother Pastor Doug, you put lots of jokes on your Facebook. I'd like to subscribe." And okay, so we did that. And I got to talk about the school. This is the school. You're just driving down in a business neighborhood. And again, thin, but tall. 4 stories. So you can see me. I had somebody help me. My rolling box there. I brought that for one of my pieces of luggage because it has all my school stuff in there. And they blessed me by having some Indonesian guy carry it up the 2 stories to the classroom. And then thank you very much. That backpack we didn't give away in VBS was perfect for my trip. So I used my computer. I took that on the airplane. And the rest of my stuff's in my backpack. But I'm climbing up 4 flights of stairs, no elevators, and meet with them, pray, relax, and then walk down the 2 flights of stairs to go and have class in the evening. This is just a picture of the neighborhood. They break up their time with singing. They always start with singing. Nice group of people. Everybody who went to the class got a certificate of attendance. There were about 80 certificates I signed. There were plus and minus some 70 to 100 people there each night. When they're done, if they want credit for this class, they will use as a basis the notebook that was given to them, and they will ask them to take some tests, and in graduate school they'll be writing a paper. The school has 60 college students and 30 seminary students, and they even offer a Master of Divinity, which is a degree beyond what I have. But this is a conglomeration of Christians. So there are Reformed there. That's probably the number one for percentage-wise is Reformed. That's why this class was given in discussion, because how do you know what's literal and figurative? There's all flavors, and so Baptist Chapel was on Friday. So actually, we went up and talked to them on Friday. If you see my Facebook pictures, that's the background. And here's how my room is set up. And what I did is I used the computer and I bought Indonesian Bible on the left column, an original language Bible on the right, so I know what I was talking about. Because I would walk up there, and this is how I teach in Romania. I put the Bible on the board and I take my pen and I highlight the Greek words because I know that. And then their translator will point the Indonesian language, their home language, out on the other side. And that's how we're talking about the Bible. So here's how we're starting. The guy on the left, yeah, there's 2 guys who run the school. He, I think, is the seminary dean. Nice guy, knows his, these guys are Dallas Seminary graduates from Dallas, Texas. The guy in the middle, best English speaker I met in Indonesia. His name is Marcus, and Marcus is their THM director. So I said, wow, Marcus, you've got better degrees than I have. He regularly comes to the United States. He has relatives in Denver. How about that? He was in Portland this summer, and he bought the new MacBook with the little power strip on top and the C connector. So he has a new Mac that he was using for himself. Here we are. That's how we normally look. I'm sitting there with my notes open. They have their notebook. We're talking about things. I hit the highlights that were important to discuss. And then here we are up there talking about the Bible. So that's what we would do. If we had things to talk about specifically, we'd just walk up. I'd mark on the right side. He'd take a pen and he'd mark on the left side. Sometimes we would just write out notes because we had a lot of discussion time. And you know the things we do here? We do in other places too. So remember we have that thing with the fire? Wow. So I said, because you're safe in God's hands. God wants you to trust him and learn what you should do in Christ to be safe from the wrath to come. So I said, this is an explosive. This is dangerous. It's whatever. If you'll trust me and do this. So he did it. This is an older man in the front row who spoke English. He says, I'd like to do this. And then there was a man from Borneo. People from Borneo, very, very dark skin and very hairy. And so they talked him into doing it. And I mean, hairy, hairy, hairy. So I said, we will do this so none of your hair is on your arm singe. And so we did all that. And, he did that too. I don't have a picture of him doing it. And he looked, no hair on his hand or arm singed. So that thing that we do here, I've done that in Romania. We did that here. Oh, it really was a hit. This is my translator, Marcus. Really good. And I was trying to interact with the students because apparently their students, even the college and seminary students, are quiet. For various reasons, and I tried to get them to do some group things that didn't go, but I discovered that, like here we do Sunday night Bible quiz, we do stuff. So what they wanted is if I told them there would be a quiz with snacks, that was the highlight of the night. So we met at 5, had a break at 6, came back, dinner break from 7 to 7:30, everybody ate there, and then at 7:30 when we came back, we had Bible quiz night based on what we just talked about for notes. And so my translator, Marcus, I would tell him a question. He would ask the question. And then just like you're on Sunday night, go. And then they would raise their hand. And he would, find a right answer. And so we stimulated him. The first night, can you believe there's Krispy Kreme donuts in Indonesia? Wow. They just opened this in the big mall where I went to, right next to each other by the south exit. Starbucks, Krispy Kreme. Okay? So, and the last person, there's three divisions to the outline I have for Revelation. The last three donuts, if somebody could tell me the verse and the outline, they got three donuts, and so she did. Other nights, we gave them Cadbury candy bars. And they're cheap. Those candy bars were less than 50 cents each. Everybody wanted a treat. Everyone wanted something special. Here you can see they're paying attention. They're writing things. We're doing extra things that were not in their notes. And they could put them down if they wanted to, but, right. So after the first night, after we felt each other out, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they were into it. So we really, it was much better than I anticipated. And the guys in charge, they were good sports. I went to the mall had a Burger King, and I said, can I have some paper crowns? And so I gave them to the head of the school and my translator, so I had him do that. Our Philomena class, they all get a certificate if they're participating. That was our group picture. And then here's the guys I mostly interacted with. Marcus, my number one translator, was on the left. The head of the school, Dr. Mowry, myself, and then the guy who's better with written English is Teddy. He translated my notes into this. He's not that great with verbal translation. I had to go slow. But selfie, selfie, selfie. And I cannot stress it enough. Both church services and here, I had to spend half an hour after church taking selfies with all of these people. I can't stress that to you enough. They're picture, picture, picture. They gave me this. They said a lot of nice words. And when I went to Romania, I brought a Range Language Bibles with me. That was a significant gift. And I gave everyone in the class one of those. Because I stress to people, unless you can read the Bible in the original language, if you're in a Bible student's environment, you're not actually finding out what the Bible says. You're doing what somebody has told you. So I stress that with them. And so I had one left, new one. And I brought it because they don't have it in their library. They have a reasonable library, but they don't have a lot of stuff because they're in Indonesia, hard to get things, and everything costs. So I had this Bible is on one half of it, the Hebrew Old Testament, starting in the back, Genesis to the end, which is Second Chronicles. And then the first part is the Greek Bible that I use. And so that's a full language Bible that is in their library now. And I wrote inside, a gift for their school from the First Baptist Church of Redmond in my name. And I always signed 1 Peter 4:10 through 11. So they were very appreciative and got that. And then they said this.
Okay, once again, Pastor Johnson.
Ready?
Well, this
ready?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay, ready. Sekali lagi terima kasih untuk Pastor Johnson.
Mike, this is as loud as I can get it.
Di atas nama Evangelical Theological Seminary of Indonesia.
On behalf of Evangelical Seminary, Theological Seminary.
On behalf of their school.
In Jakarta.
Saya mengucapkan terima kasih untuk Gereja Baptis pertama Redmond.
So we would like to thank
They're
you
thanking
for
you for letting me come.
The First Baptist Church, Redmond.
First Baptist Church, Redmond.
Who allow your pastor to send us and then to teach us here, to bless us here.
To allow your pastor to come.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Salam pada jemaat yang Bapak kemarin.
Regard to your.
And then they're going to pray for me and stuff like that. But they said a thank you to the church. So I said, we'll record it then. So you can see that they said, thank you for letting me come.